we played it live on air. And it was brutal. It was brutal. The Biden press conference, the regime's first act of propaganda. As Biden came out, there is some similarities when Biden came out. Of course, they didn't play what we thought they were going to play when Biden came out. What, Fat? What are we doing? Huh? Oh, I gotta go? Okay. But we thought they were going to go with that. But no, I guess he hasn't earned it. Right? He hasn't earned the anthem. Honestly, because he doesn't know where he is. If I can find the North Korean national anthem, I would absolutely do that as well. Do they have that, North Korean? Ah, yes. You all stand for the supreme leader. Oh, they do have one. Yes, we're playing that instead. Come on out for the supreme leader. Come on out. And, all right, dude, thank you. You only need to introduce it for like 15 seconds. Stand for the supreme leader, Joe Biden. It's kind of a, honestly, I think the Russians, say whatever you want, the Russians have a kicking national anthem. They really do. They really do. You can say whatever you want, but when that one plays, everybody's like, yep, that's the Russian one. Nobody knows the anthem of, like, Kyrgyzstan. Nobody gets that one. All right. Nobody gets that one. Or like India. Who knows the national anthem of India? But when the Russian one kicks off, you're going, yep, that's the Russians. So you got to give them credit. Communism, total failure. The Russian national anthem, the USSR national anthem. Pretty good work. Cheers to you on that one. But this article here from American Thinker, the general overview of the regime leader's first press conference. The regime leader is my emphasis, not theirs. Oh, hello. Yes, hello. Welcome to Biden's press conference. It is amazing. They should have just asked the questions like that. Supreme Leader Biden, how does it feel to be so wonderful and nice? Well, I don't know, Fat. Get out of here. So, you didn't see this because you were listening on the Crusade Channel, but when Biden walked out or stumbled out or whatever he did, when his hologram emerged, everybody stood. Everybody stood up for him. Instead of when Trump came out, they were getting their tomato buckets ready to go. But the contrast with these defenders, the Fourth Estate, as they like to call themselves, the arbiters of freedom, the gotcha questions, the yelling, the 15-minute soliloquies from Jim Acosta. Yes, Mr. Trump, despite the fact that you're a fascist and that your supporters are all inbred hicks who want to murder innocent blacks and Hispanics in the streets while screaming the national anthem, how do you feel about tax policy? Jim, why are you asking me that question? Why are you even here? The fighting, the waning days of the Trump presidency, which he's still president, but when Kayleigh McEnany would leave and they would be screaming at her as she was leaving. Why don't you answer a question? Nope. It was just very much obedient little puppies. Obedient little puppies. Sit, stand, get your treat, get your microphone. They were on their best behavior, but even they couldn't protect Biden, writes Andrea Wildberg. Other posts all over the web, all over the as the kids call it, the web, are more substantial, bring up the issues raised by the press conference. Speaking of the first moments, former press secretary Kayleigh McEnany noticed that the press stood for Biden, as good little Soviets do. Standing up going, oh, he really did call somebody a dog-faced bounty soldier. That's why everybody always uses it. Because these softball questions came right out of the gate. Right out of the gate with some of the press conference questions. You guys were listening to it with me. Mr. Joe Biden, sir, president, amazing, most beautiful man I've ever met in my life. Is it true that they're coming here because you are the nicest man ever? That is a real quote. The second question asked, you're just so nice. You're just such a nice man. That's why you're here. Immediately, everybody went, huh? You know, Trump was sitting there going, he was probably saying some stuff that you couldn't really say on air. But nope. How nice he is. But that's what we're dealing with. And if you're shocked by any of this, you shouldn't be. I think this is it right here. This is the quote. Let's see. Oh, yeah, it is. Here it is. This is the one where it kicked off and everybody went, yep, back to normal, aren't we?
How about Yamiche?
Yamiche. You miss me. Hey, right, I made a joke. Of course, this was the second person on his list of people that he was allowed to call on.
Thanks so much, Mr. President. You've said over and over again that immigrants shouldn't come to this country right now. This isn't the time to come. That message is not being received. Instead, the perception of you that got you elected as a moral, decent man is the reason...
Wait. I'm sorry. What? What did you just... The perception? This guy was running around the country yelling. He called a guy fat one time. He does... I'll work for you. The other time, a moral, decent man? Lady. As a woman who ran around for 4 years calling Trump a racist... You are absolutely acting in a subservient manner to this man by pushing this propaganda. Once again?
This country right now, this isn't the time to come. That message is not being received. Instead, the perception of you that got you elected as a moral, decent man is the reason why a lot of immigrants are coming to this country and entrusting you with unaccompanied minors.
Yeah, so Juan and Jose are sitting in Guatemala.
Hey, Juan. What's up, Jose? You know, I don't really like it here. Me neither, man. I don't like it that much either. You know that Joe Biden? I hear he's a really good dude. You're really moral and decent man. I think he's good. Yeah, man. I think he's a good dude, too. You know what we should do? I don't know. Try to get a job and pay for ourselves. Nah, man. We should go up and take this border walk and pay like $5,000 to these coyotes and give our kids to these coyotes so they can go hang out with Joe, because Joe, like, he a good man. Jose, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Jose, you dumb.
What? Nobody.
Jose. Jose, even I've seen the pictures of Joe Biden sniffing little kids. Why you want to send them up to the border? Richard, that's racist.
I've been to El Paso, bro. I've been to the south side of El Paso. It's not as racist as you think.
Hey, well, the perception of you is that you are just the most specialist, moralist man that's ever existed in life.